the known to repeat, the Ballad of Big Ass Lil and UConn Pete. And then I told the saga of a girl much meaner, the world's fucking champion, Tight Clock Tina. But now from the bottom of the slimiest barrel comes a story so rotten it'll make you sterile. The battle between the pecker and the hairy lip snatch has come down to the third and deciding match. This great event is brought to you by the makers of KY Jelly. Put some slime to your ride, some grease to your piece. No gangbang should ever be without it. Come on, America, put some slick on your dick. Live and dry, use KY. The crowd let out a mighty roar as the contestants hit the floor. They had come from lands far and near, from Eskimo Nell to Conan the Queer. There was Coxie's Louise and All Night Annie. Riding the bench was Hugh Hefner's granny. The first man up was Iron Man Mike, linguine for brains but a dick like a spike. Annie pulled down his pants, her nipples got hard. His cock must have measured up over a yard. She stroked on that dick with warm baby oil. The sperm in his sack were beginning to boil. He was trying his best to hold the wad back, but it started to gush on the 43rd whack. Annie started power humping and thrashing on the floor. In minutes, she had made him come 7 times or more. She raised her arms in triumph and shouted out with glee, "Boy, your dick has gone so dry, you couldn't even pee." The next was Willie Winkles, Francine the girl he chose. She flopped her tits right in his face and broke his fucking nose. But Willie was a trooper, the kind that never quit. He fucked every roll of fat until he found the slit. By now the crowd was blowing bugfuck, the biggest orgy ever seen. The cops joined in a gangbang in the upper mezzanine. It lasted 7 hours with the score exactly tied, 68-68. With one last dick to ride. His name was Piss Pot Pete. He came from Moose Ball Pass, the test tube son of Yukon Pete. He was fertilized by gas. Tina reached into his pants. She couldn't help but laugh. The cock that she pulled out was stiff at 1.5 inches. She said, "I'll fuck you, silly. I'll wear that nub right off. Your dick so small you couldn't make my pet canary cough." But he said, "The time for talk is over. Enough of your fucking sass. My pecker may be short, you bitch, but I got a pile driving ass." With that, he gave his wand a stroke and let a ghoulie fly. He knocked her shoulder out of joint and closed her fucking eye. He grabbed Cocktease Louise the cunt and shot it up her ass. They say her orbit won't decay until this century's passed. He sucked on Francine's sloppers. The milk flowed like a creek. I heard the guys at Dairy Lee were laid off for a week. But Tina was a champion, her spirit strong and true. She wrapped her thighs around his eyes and squeezed out super glue. They say that's like Tina now lives with Piss Pot Pete, that neither to this very day admit to a defeat. So who's to say which sex it is that fucks around the best? So tonight, my friends and neighbors, we should give it one more test.